No, but here, while you're here.
Here?
Yeah.
State,
where?
In the village.
In BBT or? No,
in the house. In the house, yeah. We rented the house.
And you're all staying there also?
It's this meditation house. One part they're staying and the other part they're staying.
Is, that was where you went down, the one you were telling me?
Yes.
Oh. You have to go down there. But Goshakti went down there this time when he...
We went to get there.
You flew there or drove there?
No. I drove all the way down. Mm-hmm. We took a ferry boat. It takes 2 hours.
Ferry.
Ferry. Then from ferry, 3 hours more driving.
Uh-huh.
It's about 5 hours from Istanbul to Izmir.
You're working then?
Yeah, I'm a sailor.
Tailor?
Sailor, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Approximately 12 years.
Endivara, Estakochi, Betchu, I took out my last Arti. It's going to be Arti and you're going to...
12 years. My main job is mechanical engineer.
And you're a tailor?
Yeah.
Did you work as a mechanical engineer?
Yeah, on the ship.
On the ship?
On the ship, yeah.
Oh.
Sailor.
Huh?
Not tailor, sailor.
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 Sailor. Sailor. Sailor. Sailor. Sailor. Oh, I thought you said sailor. Yes, that's what Goshakti told me. Was a sailor. Okay. Mechanical engineer means you do mechanics or repair?
Yeah, repair, maintenance, and driving.
Uh-huh. That means you're not home a lot of the time.
Yeah. 3 months, 4 months.
At a time you go out.
Yeah. And after come back and stay at my home, 1 month, 1.5 hours.
Hmm.
After I go.
You can have a Krishna conscious diet on the ship?
No, with my wife.
No, but you could... Your wife goes on the ship?
My wife is 12 years devotee.
But when you're on the ship, you can eat vegetarian?
No. 2 years I don't eat the meat and chicken, fish also.
Buhtayken vegetarian yemek yiyebiliyor musun? Şeydeki yemeğe çıktığında vegetarian beslendi.
Yes, some vegetables.
So you can...
It's possible.
They cook vegetarian.
Yeah, cook.
It's nice. And you're just traveling in Turkey?
Yeah, I'm studying abroad in Istanbul. So I've been in the city for 3 months. And I met these wonderful people at the Govinda restaurant.
Uh-huh. North Carolina, did you ever see any of our temple there?
I didn't know about it, but the one in
Hillsboro,
it's 15 minutes from my house, so when I go back, I'll definitely...
Yeah. I've never been there, but I know about it, and I know people who live there. In fact, one of the devotees who's coming, Jayadev, his daughter lives there.
Gorangi
lives in Hillsboro.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I thought she was living in England.
She got married and she moved over there. She's been there, I don't know, 5 years, 6 years. Well, I'm glad you were able to come. Anything particularly you want to talk about or ask about?
What you said is bir şey var mı? Ya da konuşmak istediğiniz bir şey.
Can you understand me all right? Or should we translate?
Yapayım mı?
Understand. Yeah. first time in my life out of the material world, and I understand now the real world is here. Yeah. It's not asked what, it's my feelings. And everything I see is impressed, amazing, and I'm so glad to be here.
Now, the secret is how you can keep the same world wherever you go. That's why, you know, Krishna consciousness means that it's actually, it's a physical place, but it's actually a state of consciousness. So, all of these things, temple, and deities, and the devotees, and the dress, and the community is really meant to invoke a consciousness, an awareness of Krishna. But when we are actually practicing, or when we have that awareness of Krishna, then you can be anywhere, under any circumstances, whether it's in Istanbul, or on a ship, or in Budapest, or in London, it doesn't really matter. And that's what particularly chanting Hare Krishna is meant to do. It's meant to help us actually awaken that Krishna consciousness, which is our natural consciousness. What's the word for it? For consciousness?
Bilinç.
Pirits.
Bilinç.
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 Because we're all conscious. Can you speak Turkish? No.
Very little.
She can speak some.
Because we're all conscious. We all have conscious means that we're aware. We're aware of what we see. We're aware of what we hear. We're aware of what you taste. And it means that we're actually conscious of our own existence. But generally our consciousness is, it's covered. It's covered by a false misunderstanding of who we actually are. Because we're conditioned to identify ourselves with this body. So that when we're conscious of eating and sleeping and drinking and moving and talking and walking, then we always identify ourselves with the body doing that. But actually, it's like the body is like a dress that's doing all of these things, and we're just inside as the observer. You able to follow? You able to understand?
Yeah.
I'm not talking too fast. And our consciousness is focused so much on, just like if you just look at the wall and you just focus on, then you lose awareness, you don't see yourself anymore. So we're so much used to identifying with this body and everything else around us that we actually lose awareness of ourselves. We're really forgotten who we are. And we tend to be identifying more with this body, with our circumstances, with everything else around us. And that's called Maya. Or it's illusory consciousness. It's our being aware of something, identifying with something that we're not, instead of actually identifying with what we are, which is actually the soul within this body. So when we have that awareness of consciousness, then that's Krishna consciousness. Maybe those Purushottas are sending me messages. Must have been. Yeah. If you have consciousness that we are spirit, we're from this body, and that our identity is as servants of Krishna, then wherever you are, you can be Krishna conscious. So that's what we want to actually try to awaken, that type of awareness, that type of consciousness. Try to awaken it, particularly by chanting Hare Krishna. Just like when you're sleeping, then someone calls your name, then they wake you up. So when you chant Hare Krishna, it's also a kind of awakening. It helps us actually wake up to our identity. And in that consciousness, then, this, like you say, reality, then you can perceive, because your consciousness is real, then wherever you are, you're in an awakened state, in a state of real consciousness. But it requires practice. So when we practice doing that by chanting, by hearing about Krishna, then it comes to our original awakening state. So you can do it also on the ship. You have your own room there?
Yes.
You have your own place. We came in because it's going to rain out there. There are many devotees, most devotees who are not living under these conditions. They're living out in the world. They're working, they're going to school, they have other obligations. And so the real challenge for them is how to actually be in this world, even though they're doing their other duties, other obligations. And it's possible. But someone needs to practice. Just like if you have your own room, then you have an opportunity. You get up well, you do shift work, you're at night as well. Yeah, that means that you work sometimes at night. So when you rise, then you try to chant. You have that, you're chanting. Yeah, so by chanting, by reading Prabhupada's books, then that gives an opportunity to reawaken that same type of consciousness or awareness. What's wrong with that?
I'm not sure.
Well, that was the whole idea of developing New Rajadham, Krishna Valley, to develop a place where people can see outside what's supposed to be inside. With your external, with your eyes, you can actually see what one should actually be within the heart. So just like one of the facets or aspects of New Rajadham is that we call it a holy place. We call it like a dham. And just like in all religions, they have holy places, whether it's Mecca or Jerusalem, or for us it's called Vrindavan. And these are holy places which are meant to give everyone the idea of what Krishna consciousness actually looks like. Because your consciousness is something that you experience and you feel. But what does it actually look like? What does Krishna consciousness look like? So when you go to a holy place, then it gives you a visual experience of what consciousness is actually meant to do. But because it's meant to stimulate that consciousness, so wherever people are, wherever they may live, or however they live, at home, or they're working, then they can awaken that same type of experience by awakening their Krishna consciousness.
And,
because ultimately, Krishna's everywhere. So Krishna's here on the altar, but Krishna's also present within the table. Just like, you know, we're having Nrisimha Chaturdasi. And that's going to be a festival that we have day after tomorrow, provided that we don't get rained out. Anyway, we have it inside anyway. But it's it describes a historical event of one of Krishna's incarnations, whose picture we don't have here, Nrisimha Dev. And you know the story of how Nrisimha Dev came out of a pillar, because he had a very, very extraordinary form, half lion, half man. But the real essence was that, you know, father and son, they had a disagreement. Father was not so Krishna conscious, and the son was very Krishna conscious. And so he said, well, where is your God? And he said, God's everywhere. And he says, well, if God's everywhere, and he says, is he in this pillar? And he says, yeah, he's in the pillar. He says, well, if he's in the pillar, then show him to me. So then, because Prahlad Maharaj was so Krishna conscious, so Krishna came out in this form of Nrisimha Dev, or so he's half lion, half man. And then in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is, you know, like Bhagavad Gita, the rest of Bhagavad Gita, and the Srimad Bhagavatam, those are our texts, our scriptures. So then it says, just to prove Prahlad Maharaj, he was the son, just to prove Prahlad Maharaj's word that God is all-pervading, then Krishna came out of the pillar. And ultimately, therefore, and why did he come out of the pillar? Because Prahlad Maharaj was so Krishna conscious. By his Krishna consciousness, he was able to pull him out of everywhere. So Krishna also says like that, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra, that the person who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, he says, so I'm because he's able to see how. Saying, he said, what are you doing? He said, I'm a tailor. But actually, he was a sailor. Yeah. And that's how we, and it's something that's the only way that devotees can really, generally speaking, exist and practice Krishna consciousness, because everyone can't live here. So many other majority of devotees living in different ways all over the world. But there's no obstacle to being Krishna conscious, provided that we actually practice and develop that type of devotion, like Prahlad Maharaj. Did someone get left behind? I thought there was five people coming. Only the
friends. Yes, he couldn't come.
Not sure. And after how long will you stay in Turkey?
About a month.
And then you go back again to North Carolina? You going to university there?
I'm going to university in New Jersey. Uh-huh. I'll be in North Carolina for the summer.
Uh-huh. You look very nice.
Thank you.
Looks very natural. It's a natural way of dressing, especially in the summer. What happened on your trip to Bangladesh? Did you visit the temple?
Not in Bangladesh, not in Dhaka, but in Mumbai and Delhi. In Mumbai, I visited Juhu and Radha Gopinath.
Uh-huh.
I met with Radhanath Maharaj.
Oh.
Yes. Srinath Chiprabhu. We took him in Istanbul last Radhastami. And he made the program in my flat.
He was there on business?
Yes, on business with his wife.
Uh-huh.
We made a small program in my house. And in return, he would like to.
Yeah, you mentioned.
Yeah. So.
And you stayed at his place.
I couldn't because I had to stay in the hotel, my office arranged. But I spent half day with Srinath Chiprabhu. He was taking me around Radha Gopinath.
It's not amazing how much energy he still has.
Oof. He was like a little child. Very happy and very enthusiastic.
Mm, he's like 70 years old.
Yes, I was shocked.
He runs like 15 businesses, huge big factories of thousands and thousands of workers.
Yes, it's one of the biggest companies in India.
Which one, on the lighting?
On oil, industrial oil.
He has so many things that he does. So many things.
He took me to Govindas that they built. And in that Govinda, it is the best pizza made all over Mumbai. It is
India. I have to go to India for the best pizza.
Yes. There are some devotees came from Italy and cook and taught how to make good pizza, real pizza, and now this Govinda is making the best pizza all over Mumbai. Well, it was a very good trip. I could see Juhu Temple as well. It's a great temple. I read many things in Prabhupada time. I heard many stories. To be there, it's really
grown. Someone told me you were going to come to India. Who was it? Shida.
We were discussing that. We'll see. It came an idea that they were good to go to India and in March for the Purnima. They didn't. And they didn't go like that. Maybe in the fall of the Purnima for Kartika.
I'm going to try to go to Navadvip Mandal for Krim and Mayapur next month. You know Navadvip? Where is Navadvip? You know Mayapur?
Mayapur.
Where is your king's birthplace? of Krishna, who actually popularized this public chanting. Up until then, it wasn't something that people really did in the streets. Up until then, it was just some kind of meditative thing. And he appeared 500 years ago in what's called Mayapur, and that's in West Bengal, just near Calcutta. And that's a very, very holy place. It's like Vrindavan. Vrindavan is where Krishna was born, and Mayapur is where Lord Chaitanya was born. And one way of worshipping holy places is called parikrama, which means that you go around to the sacred places, and usually, just like you did this morning, here, but there it's bigger. This is a couple of square kilometers. Over there is like 168 square miles. So they go from place to place. In Vrindavan, they do it, it takes 40 days. And they do it, one feature is that you do it barefoot. And which in Vrindavan is, there's a lot of thorns there. And then in Mayapur, and that's during the month of Kartik, and in Mayapur you usually do it in the spring. And that's very easy. That's like 6 nights. It takes 7 days. And it's very, very nice. So, I used to do it before. Now, I'm hoping to do it again. You sleep out at night with tent.
I would like to go
It's a very, very nice experience. All you do is just chant Hare Krishna.
Yes.
You chant japa, go to place, do kirtan, see places of Lord Chaitanya's pastime. Very, very nice. Yeah, I was thinking you should think of going. It would be it's a very spiritually enlivening experience. And particularly I want to stay out in the tent, although I'm just looking at what the dates are. Started today. That's why I didn't want to stay outside. Because it's a little, for you it wouldn't be bad. Anyway, you've got lots of insulation. But it starts just in the end of February. So in the day it's beautiful, it's like when it's really gets a little cool. Stay out in the tent. That's one kind of type of opportunity that Srila Prabhupada wanted. That's why they actually constructed both in Vrindavan and Mayapur these temples, so that devotees could actually go there and see the place where Krishna was born, see the place where Lord Chaitanya was born. And then, although Prabhupada is the name of our founder. I'm looking around again for pictures, but they're very small. And he's the founder of Krishna Consciousness Movement. And he was a very pragmatic person, but when it came to visiting holy places, Prabhupada used this expression that anyone who goes there, they can actually feel Krishna conscious. Because even if you're a materialist, even if you're atheist, if you go there, then immediately you'll think, oh yes, Krishna's God. Because you can feel it. It has such an effect. The environment in itself has such an effect on the consciousness. If you go in Kartik, then it's a good time to go then and they do the Rajmandal Parikrama also. But that is a long Parikrama. Yes. But the devotees can connect in with that. So. Very, very nice experience. So anyway, I'm hoping to do that after your meetings, then to stay there and go out. I just have to look for a suitable tent. You gonna come?
I missed Navadvip Mandala tent very much.
You've ever been?
Three you, times I did.
The whole Parikrama?
One time I stayed in tent, but other times I was going and coming to the center.
Yeah, going and coming is easy for my time, but for me traveling back and forth twice a day on those roads, I don't think it's really uncomfortable.
If I can come, I will stay in the tent.
Nice time of year. Very nice time of year. When will you go back to Turkey?
In a couple of weeks. Maybe like 2 weeks time or something like
that. Thinking of trying to avoid going in October to India. Just so that, because we may just need that time to finish. But I was thinking again of going down through Istanbul and coming back to Moscow. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been in Moscow for almost 10 years. Come back in the spring and go down. Although it was quite cold. You gonna have a new place?
By that time, I think
that
my contract is finished next month.
Your contract's finished. Oh, that you mean apartment?
Yeah, apartment.
You don't have any problem with the pirates?
Pirates?
Pirates.
And some of them
are you don't go through straight up Hormuz and place like that?
Even.
Yeah. Near Somalia?
Yeah. No, I never test this. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I don't see any pirates.
Pirates.
Yeah, pirates.
It's raining.
I don't think we maybe to have some of your camp in the fall in Turkey.
To have?
Like a camp or coming together with a seminar somewhere else from Istanbul. Better place, no fire. So if you need to think, if you go to India, we will have it. If you not go to India, then we may need it. You can see the work of the comes.
Yeah.
And if you would be able to come to just few days to Istanbul, then maybe we can go out to somewhere not so far, it depends. And then we could bring that.
Yeah, have a retreat.
Yes.
That would be nice. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to talk to each party once to go in. Near to where Gorangi lives, Hillsborough, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. where Vyakrishna Maharaj is trying to build a temple. They have a temple there, but actually, they say there's a lot of Asians there. Yeah. I mean, by Asians, meaning Hindu Asians. Hare Krishna, what should we, get ready now? Tejas Prabhu is going to give class, talk about Prabhupada. It's amazing how Padma looks like Ladini. Like, I haven't seen her in a couple of months.
Yeah,
your mother says. Yeah, looks like another version of Ladini. Clone. Very similar. And she's very big. I don't know when I last saw her, but I'm surprised that she is.
What is by weight, 50% plus 10 years, same age. Very heavy. I'm dying.
How old is she now?
2.5 plus. She's 15 kilo plus.
Padma is very big. Very big.
Then it's just entered into the mood of becoming an adult.
Becoming what?
Adult. She's not a child.
Oh.
In her mind. She says. She communicates like that to the mother and to the father and to everyone. We get very tired with her arrangements. Very independent. She is just walking out from the home, going down the village.
How does she get out the gate?
She's opening everything. I mean, she got going, but they're not doing extra things. She's going to Padmavati, to here and there, to Sati. She knows where the people are living and she's going there. Yeah. Or she's upset, then she goes, I had enough, so she goes.
Because the father gives his genes to the daughter.
Yes. Very determined. Yes.
Anyway, everyone gets the karma.
Facing to the clones. Karma clones.
I will go and we'll go dress the ladies a little and then I'll listen to Tejas. I reminded him of in 1976 when I went to India, went to Delhi to see Prabhupada. And he was the temple president and he said, "Sorry, there's no room here. If you want to sleep, you have to sleep outside." You have to sleep outside in the front yard. These are difficult. Things were different in India then than it is now. We slept in the front yard. We have to sleep in here. The little house. It's as big as the house I stay. Hundreds of devotees.
Was it at the same place?
No. He would just rent little houses.
Just
a rented house. He felt that had a room. And the temple room was this big for about a fourth the size. They had very, very, very humble facilities. So then we'll see each other later. You will stay for class?
Yes, we will stay.
Take prasadam. The devotees coming. Tomorrow I have Robert coming. And, tomorrow afternoon I have to be with him. We'll see. Go. We'll continue on. Thank you for coming so far away. So many devotees. These devotees come from London and Turkey, international destination, North Carolina. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Actually, if you want to